Bill?
I think more important, if Abraxane had an advantage in less neuropathy down the road, to me that would be much more important than the pre-medications. What bothers me is a lot of patients that get Taxol and breast cancer and other diseases still are bothered by numbness in their extremities many months, even years later. If Abraxane was found in a large trial not to have that, then that might be an advantage that's worthwhile.
Steve, it's been said that the neuropathy associated with Abraxane goes away quicker and more commonly. Do you think there's data to support that?
That does appear to be the case. I think U.S. Oncology didn't participate in the every 3 week trial, but we did have a fairly large experience with weekly Abraxane. Joanne Blum, one of my partners in Texas, has reported that. And it appeared that it was relatively rapidly reversible compared to paclitaxel, which doesn't go away, or docetaxel, which doesn't go away. I think the jury's still out on that a little bit. You know, when you do these things and you're asking oncologists to do neurologic exams and neurologic assessment, we're not very good at that.
I think you have to be very cautious about that. You know, on the one hand, neuropathy, we've gotten so good at nausea and vomiting and so good at managing marrow suppression that neuropathy stands as one of the big problems. Neuropathy and fatigue beyond anemia are like the biggest clinical problems with chemotherapy treatment. The data from the Abraxane registration study was in the metastatic setting compared against every 3 week paclitaxel. That study was principally done in the former Soviet Union. You have to be very cautious about interpreting reported symptoms in a patient population that more or less had one shot at chemotherapy in a third world country versus what your average denizen of Naples or Fort Myers is going to experience. As part of our study, we actually surveyed neuropathy symptoms quite extensively, and we had a previous trial of about 130 patients who had received Dose-dense AC followed by paclitaxel, surveyed with the exact same instruments. So we are hopeful that we'll be able to compare those two and comment in more detail on the relative neuropathic toxicities.